Spooks.
Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke, and I get to do book picks this week. It is Tuesday, so it is time for book picks. Our independent bookseller this week is Kira Wisner of Merritt Bookstore in Millbrook, New York. She joins us to present some of the finest books that are making their way to store shelves this season. Kira, good morning. Welcome back.
Good morning, Sarah. It is so nice to be on with you.
How is it going over there at the bookstore?
It is going well. You know, January, February, March is always a little slow and quiet, but it gives you that opportunity to stop and think about what you've done and what you want to do for the spring. And we have lots of fun things in the works and the farmers market and literary festival. And so there's a lot coming up and we kind of have the time now to really delve into it.
So you promise spring will come.
Oh God, I hope so. Anything
right?
to do about it.
In the middle of it now, in the thick. Oh. All right. So tell us about the books you've brought. Where do you want to begin?
I am going to start today. Actually, I want to say the woman who was just on with that collection of stories, my friend has one of the pieces in there. So I'm so excited to hear her. So we have that at the store, and that's great.
Excellent.
But I'm going to start today with a New York Review book, which is actually not the copy I'm holding, of a book called All for Nothing by Walter Kempowski. He is a German writer, and he's kind of known for his intricate research and using his own diaries and finding other people with diaries and letters and things just to make sure he's kind of capturing the people and the time perfectly. And what's interesting about this book is it takes place in January 1945, and there was a huge movement of people out of kind of the East Prussia section, really like hundreds of thousands of people, Germans, moved, you know, out of that area as the Russians were kind of coming. And you meet a lot of different people in this book, and as a writer, he's not apologizing, he's not justifying, he's not doing anything but presenting who people are in their actual full personhood. He has children, he has grown-ups, he has people who are, you know, Nazi sympathizers or Nazis, and also just people who show up. And it allows you into their psyche in a way that is different when the writer is also involved with kind of trying to push a point across or a specific point. And his point is just more a point about humanity and how people kind of fit together. And it's beautiful. And it's out in the New York Review Book Collection today with a great preface by Jenny Erpenbeck, who's another German writer.
That's All for Nothing by Walter Kempowski. And I'm sorry if I misunderstood. Is it fiction?
It is fiction, okay. but it's all highly researched fiction.
Okay.
and rooted in his own experience. So he is born 1929.
Okay. So again, that's All for Nothing by Walter Kempowski.
Okay. Then we're going to move to a novel called Freshwater by Awake Emezi. She's a Nigerian writer. And actually, just before we got on the air, I read quickly an interview that she gave yesterday or the day before, where there are a lot of people who are interpreting this book in a certain way. And it's not necessarily like what, you know, she was trying to tell a story. So this, you know, tells a story of a woman named Ada who really has two lives inside her. You know, she was born, her parents kind of prayed her into existence. She was born, and throughout her life, she has some really kind of sort of violent interactions with people and relationships and their sexual violence. And it's all about kind of her psyche. And so you're let in her, and she has two people inside her and sometimes more people inside her and kind of sort of pushing her outward behavior in different ways. And it is, as I joked with you before, like one of those books that's hard to explain, but it does feel kind of sort of, the title's Freshwater. It feels very fresh. It feels very new. The cover art is a Nigerian artist. It's beautiful. It's kind of this snake with two heads. And mm-hmm. it's kind of going into this dark, dark place that's worth a look. And she, you know, had full kind of cooperation with her family. Some of it is based on her own experiences. She's a very interesting person, a very interesting writer, and I think anyone who's looking for something that's like a big change, that this would be a great book to take out this winter.
That's Freshwater by Awake Emezi. Sounds great. I mean, and compelling.
Yes. No, it is. I mean,
not joyful.
I didn't want to. Right. I didn't want to put it down when I was reading it. So
excellent.
So now we have a book called The Friend by Sigrid Nunez, and it's Friend, a novel, and it's about a woman who's has an older friend who is her writing teacher, and he dies and leaves her his dog.
Oh.
And it's about the relationship, you know, then between her and her dog. And it goes back and talks about the relationship between her and her friend, who is really, truly a friend. And she references lots of literary kind of figures in it. Actually, one of the writers and books she speaks about a lot is the Ackerley book, My Dog Tulip, which is another New York Review book published about a writer who had this kind of real love affair with his dog. And this is about this woman who has a love affair with this dog, and as she's piecing together the story of her friendship with her friend who had died and the other people in their life that intersected. And it makes you think about a lot of different things, because she's always talking about books and she's always talking about relationships, and then you're watching her have this relationship. And I just read something the other day that said it seems a lot like memoir, and it does, even though it's not.
The story sounds like it is. Like, I understand it's called The Friend, a novel, so
right.
It's not
right.
A memoir.
Wait, which
like,
I think, right,
writers,
she wanted
writing
to remind
teacher,
you that.
Right, left her the dog, but not this writer, just an imagined writer.
Yeah.
Great. That's The Friend, a novel by Sigrid Nunez.
Okay, let's jump to a book called Eternal Life by Dara Horn. Dara is, she has a few other novels out, and in real life she is the mother of 4 children, and she was talking a bit about this book and was saying that she was going through a lot of these things in life, you know, many times, like you're changing, you know, another diaper and it's another first tooth and another
first
day of school.
And another first word, yeah.
And she was thinking about all that, and basically she's written a novel about a woman who cannot die and just moves on in life and then has another family and another family and another family. And there's also a man who she'd been with very early on when the book starts, who also does not die. And these lives intersect and follow each other throughout the ages. And she's kind of sort of getting sick of it at this point. Imagine that.
That's the question of any story like that, is like, how long do you want to up with it?
And in one sense, it has a little bit of that feeling of The Red Tent, where you're kind of going back in time, but then it brings you into the modern era and talking about, you know, motherhood and relationships and children, and it moves and it's fun, and I enjoyed it, so I think that's why I chose it.
Right, good. That makes sense. It's Eternal Life, a novel by Dara Horn.
All right, and now I feel like the book that a lot of my customers and people were waiting for. So Kristen Hanna, who wrote the book called The Nightingale, that's been out. It's actually one of the first books when I bought the store that people were still like coming in for, and it was this thing where it stayed in hardcover for a long time.
It was a phenom, that one.
Yes, so she has now written a book called The Great Alone. Her parents went to Alaska in the 70s, I guess, and Alaska is one of those places where when you read about it, I feel like it's either all snow or it's like quirky Howard Norman, awesome, you know, Alaskan town, or what's that show that we all watched?
Northern Exposure,
right? That's like Alaska, right? Or it's that cruise that like someone took to Alaska.
Right.
So this is Alaska in a way that is almost feels like the West.
Okay.
You know, it's a family that's gone. The husband needs to really prove himself, does not get along well with others, and the wife really, really loves him and will pretty much do anything. And then they have this daughter, Lenny, and it is, I guess the title was taken from a poem where it just talks about the silence that you can almost hear out in the icy Alaska. And you can hear that silence in this. There are times where you are at the edge of your, you know, reading seat wondering, you know, are they going to make it? And it gets, you know, it's very dramatic. It's paced well for a story. You know, Kristen Hanna knows how to write for a reader who really wants a book that they can't put down, and it's a gritty story, and it goes to some dark places, and takes you along with it. It is definitely like one of those follow up books where you will not be disappointed.
That's Kristen Hanna's new novel, The Great Alone.
All right, now let's switch to some nonfiction. Maggie O'Farrell, who is one of my favorite writers, she's a Scottish writer, has written a memoir from also a title taken from a poem, a Sylvia Plath poem. But the title is I Am, I Am, I Am. And she basically wrote it. She has a daughter who has some very crazy allergies. And so the daughter is at many times in this very precarious state of like, am I going to make it? You know, am I been exposed to something? And are we far away from a hospital, which, you know, doesn't happen often, but has happened. And so she wrote this memoir to talk about some of her near life, near death experiences, which there are more, I think, than one would notice. But there are those times when you think back to something like, I have this memory of thinking back to a carnival ride I was on where I leaned down on my friend's lap. And to this day, you know, I feel lucky that, you know, I didn't kind of sort of slide out. I mean, maybe there was something, but in my head,
right,
I can't remember a bar going down. And so she talks about a hike that she went on where she encountered a stranger and how that could have turned and, you know, some medical issues and just some brushes with death. And to have a memoir organized like that gives, you know, knowing that the person was alive to write it,
right,
you know, gives you the permission to relax. And also then the permission to kind of really go where she's going to be in it, because you know she's going to come through. So you're not terrified. You don't want to skip ahead because you know it's going to be okay.
Right.
She has some, you know, great novels out. So this is a great addition to her work, body of work.
I Am, I Am, I Am, 17 Brushes with Death, a memoir by Maggie O'Farrell.
And then we have our lovely local awesome writer, Michael Korda, who has been, you know, mostly known for his nonfiction, you know, history books. The last book, you know, he had here, The Great Alone, about that Battle of Dunkirk, which has been really exciting. And this is, it's almost like the sweetest Valentine's present, even though the story is a little sad. His wife died this year. And it was, you know, they really had a beautiful relationship. And one of the things that he did is, in addition to being a great writer, he's a wonderful illustrator, and he doodled in a very specific way on kind of scrap paper that he had in his office, 3 minutes a day, these little doodles of cats for her when she was going through treatment.
Mm-hmm.
And he would send them to her, you know, whether it was on the phone or give it to her when she came home. And he has all these lovely little cats with personalities, and they, you know, interact with people, and they, you know, do, you know, sometimes they're with horses, and it's just it's like his love letter to her. And it's beautiful, and you know, it's a lovely little tiny book, but it's, you know, packs a punch.
It's Catnip, a Love Story by Michael Korda.
All right, and look, a parenting book. Surprise, surprise. So everyone who knows me knows that I love thinking about parenting and always wanting to get better at it. And
it's an admirable,
I try
admirable
so hard.
Goal. Yeah.
And one of the people I love so much is Daniel Siegel, and he's written a few books with Tina Payne Bryson. And this latest book is called The Yes Brain: How to Cultivate Courage, Curiosity, and Resilience in Your Child. And one of the things that I like so much about it is that it's for us too, right? It's your own brain. And the yes brain is that idea of just being open, and when you hear something, being able to navigate it, not go like totally off either deep end, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so he also definitely talks about yourself in here, and kind of sort of noticing like your own patterns and triggers, but then also being able to notice, you know, what your kids need. He talks a little bit about sleep, which I always love, but you know, getting enough of it.
Yes. Every book like this, right, that mentions sleep is like, get more. And you're like, okay,
I'll try.
It's so good for you to sleep.
It's so good. You know, and so many things come back down to sleep. So if like that's the one thing that, you know, is your challenge, it's worth paying attention to, because then like some of the other things will go away and you'll be like, oh, good, I just had to do one, not like seven.
Right.
But this idea of like really like realizing where your child is and knowing if, you know, do they need a baby step to get someplace? Is it small? And even with a teenager, there are these little moments that everything kind of sort of seems big now and the stakes seem so high. And I feel like this is a reminder to, you know, be clear on, like, as he says, like, what the real issue is, like, what messages, like, are you sending about risk taking? Like, how do you, how are you dealing with these little moments and not worrying about the big picture? So that's always my challenge, and I will share it with everybody. So this is, you know, and when you read these books, even though we've all read parenting books before, some people think there's so many, I think it's still, it's always nice to have a reminder and have it kind of sort of live in one place that you can look at the pages and read and feel grounded again. So,
The Yes Brain by Daniel Siegel and Tina Payne Bryson. You have one more. We have time for it if we do it kind
okay.
of quickly.
So this is just super funny. It's a book called The Big Bed, and it's about a little girl who's really trying to convince her father that he's the one who should be sleeping on the little cot next to the bed and that she should share the bed with mommy. And, you know, she gives very clear instructions and has a lot of reasons why. And, you know, this one favorite page I have, which is who does mommy belong to? And it's like dad or me. And, like, clearly the girl has a very strong opinion, but there's a lot of humor. There's a lot in it.
It's a picture book called The Big Bed by Bunmi Ladadan and illustrated by Tom Knight.
Yes.
Kira, this is a wonderful list. Thank you so much.
God, thank you for having us. You know, there's a lot going on at the store. I started a book club. I'm going to do the first one is Her Body and Other Parties, which is a book I did actually on our picks last time. And actually, Carmen Maria Machado is going to be speaking at Bard Monday the 19th, so which is separately. We have some great felting classes going on at the store. Like the whole felting thing in Millbrook now.
Sure.
We have a gentleman named Andrew Rowan coming with a book about 1492 in Columbus and the real story there.
Sure.
And there's so much. So thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Thank you for being here. For more information, meritbooks.com. You can see Kira's list and each week's book picks list and all of our segments at WAMC.org/roundtable. And you are listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.